Penguin Random House Audio presents Unplug, a simple guide to meditation for busy skeptics and modern soul seekers by Susie Yaloff Schwartz with Deborah Goldstein. This is Susie Yaloff Schwartz. To my husband, Mark, my true love and the expediter of all of my dreams, thank you for granting me full access to your brilliant mind, for your constant support, and for your love and kindness always. To my boys, you keep life light, fun, and challenging, and remind me to breathe. Ready, set, unplug. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. Anne Lamott. The minute I learned to unplug, my whole life changed. Little did I know that nearly 5 years later, I would be on a mission to convince you to join me. But when you discover a life hack this good, you want to share it with as many people as you can. By learning to unplug, I stepped off the crazy roller coaster of stress and into a life in which I'm calm and in control. Well, most of the time. I'm getting more done and doing it so much better because I'm focused and clear and enjoying it a million times more because I'm present. I wrote this book to teach you how to unplug and meditate so you too can experience and enjoy your life as it's actually happening instead of missing out on the good stuff because of worry, anxiety, and busyness. There's no reason to walk around with stress when getting rid of it is so simple. Every day I have people asking me to help them learn how to meditate. There are so many confusing resources out there, so I created the highly curated Give It To Me Straight definitive guide I wish I'd had when I first started out. Having taken hundreds of hours of classes, tried every form of meditation, and launched the first drop-in meditation studio, I can say I totally get the art of meditation. The good news for you is that there isn't much to get. It's not complicated. I wrote this for all of you who want to learn to meditate but think it's too complicated, too weird, that you don't have time, or that you couldn't possibly sit still for even a few minutes a day. Believe me, I get it. I was the least likely person to become a meditator. But as one of my high school classmates said at our 30-year reunion, if Yaloff can meditate, anyone can. So even if you think it will be impossible for me to get you to do it, I'm ready to take that challenge and make it unchallenging for you. Before I started my journey, I would have laughed if you'd told me that the key to being effective, productive, happier, and more successful isn't to go faster, do more, try harder, but to slow down and get present. I was a classic type A personality and overachiever, insanely busy, impatient, and racing through my life at 200 miles an hour. I thrived on the fast pace and demands of my busy life, and I attacked every opportunity that came my way with enthusiasm. Pausing to breathe and ask myself whether I should or shouldn't do so wasn't even on my radar, and no, wasn't in my vocabulary. If something wasn't going right, I would still find a way to make it work. Or, more accurately, I would make my assistants find a way to make it work, which would stress them out and sometimes make them cry. It's no surprise that when the New York Times published an article about my meditation studio Unplug, I saw a comment on my former assistant's Facebook feed that said, "I wish she was meditating when we work for her. Sorry, Alexa." The thought of sitting still seemed not only impossible and like torture, but a total waste of time. How could I possibly think about unplugging for even a few minutes a day when there was so much to do and so much I needed to accomplish? But now I know I could have gotten to the top much quicker and loved the whole process a lot more if I had learned how to slow down and unplug. Ironic, right? Do less, accomplish more. Get calm to get ahead. All we have to do is sit still for a few minutes a day to find the holy grail of peace, happiness, and high-level life success we're chasing. That's not just my opinion. There's serious science to back me up here. Studies have proven that meditation is the secret sauce to being healthier, happier, and way more effective. It physically rewires your brain to make you smarter and more focused, productive, and positive. It reduces anxiety, stress, panic attacks, anger, depression, overeating, and pain. It improves your memory, helps you make better and faster decisions, increases compassion, and gives you a serious edge on handling the challenges life throws your way. It helps clear away the clutter and chaos in your brain that lead to the clutter and chaos in your life, so everything just flows better. I know this sounds like a lot of big promises, but I have seen it work on thousands of people, many of them skeptics at first. There's a reason why 30 million Americans are meditating daily. Make that number 30,000,001 if you start right now. It is the one practice that actually works for anyone willing to commit to it. After 5 years of doing it almost daily, I still can't believe that stopping to do nothing is so huge. That's why I want you to discover this life-changing secret. It changes your whole existence for the better. Not only does it make you calmer, healthier, and more productive, it also helps you answer the bigger, deeper questions like, what makes me happy and what do I want? And sometimes, as it did for me, unplugging and getting present leads you to the life you are meant to be living. I spent 2 decades racing to the top of the ladder in the world of fashion. I worked at Vogue, Elle, Marie Claire, and eventually at Glamour magazine, where I styled photo shoots, covered the famous do's and don'ts section, and became known, according to the New York Times at least, as the fairy godmother of makeovers. I traveled the country doing makeovers for the Oprah Winfrey Show, the Today Show, Good Morning America, and many others. I also covered the red carpet during award shows and the fashion shows in New York, Paris, Milan, and London, both front and backstage. It was hectic, and I loved it. There were some pretty crazy moments, but I never thought about stress management because, honestly, I was too excited by what I was doing to think about whether I was stressed. I loved my life, pressure and all. So what if decompressing meant circling the office, schmoozing as a cover to casually reach into people's candy jars? I tore through my daily to-do lists, scattered and crazed. Even though I always prided myself on being a positive and happy person, I still had the tendency to rush everyone around me, lose focus easily, obsess over silly things, blow up at my kids and husband from time to time, and get uber stressed on deadlines. Not attractive. I compensated by moving faster and faster and sheepishly apologizing later. I had a glamorous job, a terrific husband, and 3 great kids, but what I didn't have was the ability to appreciate the present moment. In my hurry to get to the next thing, I sped through each one, hardly ever landing in the one I was in. I was having all these major moments between my job and my family life, but missing out on most of them because I was on to the next one immediately upon arrival. I zipped through my life in such high gear that I didn't get how much was passing me by, all the richness I was missing out on. You don't realize you're just skating on the surface when your life is just a series of checklists. Fast forward to the summer of 2010, when the LA-based job opportunity of a lifetime landed in the lap of my husband, Mark. And so my family and I moved to California to pursue our next adventure. I don't think I really anticipated the culture shock I'd feel moving from Manhattan, which felt like the middle of everything, to California, which has a much different vibe and daily pace of life. But the bigger shock was going from having what I thought was an exciting job to wondering what I was doing with my life in this new place, with new everything. I had always worked, and I honestly did not know what to do with myself without a job. My kids were in school all day, and I found myself filling the time with window shopping, bracelet beading classes,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?